Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. We've got a lot to talk about. So, okay. So, with the election coming up, I know there's been some discussion on if it's going to be moved, and it takes an act of Congress to move the election. It's not going to happen. Election is going to go forward, whether it's mail-in ballots or whether it's people going to the polls. Right? That's moving forward. And the Democratic Party is going to be moving forward with announcing their vice presidential pick, except just not this week. All right? It's going to be kind of put off for another couple weeks. And many people debate how important a vice presidential choice is. It's a lot more crucial than you think. All right? And we talked about this in the previous hour. Are people voting for Biden because they really, really like what Biden stands for? They really love his record. Do they, love how, they think, he will be able to take an economy that's in shambles and turn it around? Or are they voting for him because he's just anti-Trump? He's not Trump. So based on that sort of perception, and this is what the Democrats need to do, they need to decide what is it that people are liking about Biden. Is it just that he's non-Trump, or is it that he's Joe Biden? And this was his record, and, he's likable, and he's handsome, what is it? Because that vice president has to then, that vice presidential pick has to complement that or fill in the plugs or fill in the gaps, okay? Many times, the vice presidential pick is not as crucial. When it came to Obama, people liked Obama. People liked what he stood for. He was young. He was black. He was he was different from the normal establishment, so it didn't matter who his vice president was, right? Same thing with Bill Clinton. People like Bill Clinton. I mean, he chose Gore, and they kind of were both young, and they were both from the South, and he basically super boosted who he was by choosing Gore. McCain, not so successful. He chose somebody opposite. He chose a female who was kind of younger, who was more non-establishment, and he tried to choose her to kind of complement and fill in the gaps. A lot of people liked her, a lot of people didn't. So when you try to look back at the different presidencies and who their vice presidential pick was, it's not a recipe, it's not a clear cut protocol. With LBJ and John F. Kennedy. LBJ lost John F. Kennedy, but they really needed his Southern support, especially Texas. So they had him as his vice president. A lot of debate on whether that was, unfortunately, one of the reasons why JFK was killed, but that's not for us to discuss today. So when it comes to Joe Biden and what their camp is doing, well, I think right now they're doing some very, very heavy vetting, because when it comes to politics and vice president, just like with medicine, do no harm. So if they, let's say, have a Geraldine Ferraro, issue where all of a sudden the finances come out, if they don't properly vet this vice president, and then all of a sudden you start to have, some bad publicity, bad press, that vice president just already makes, a very, very precarious position even worse. So they need somebody like Teflon, where just nothing sticks, where, you just can't criticize them, So Karen Bass looked very, very promising, but apparently there were some things she said about Castro and Scientology, so we don't know how that's going to go. Kamala Harris, has been accused of being a little too aggressive. Some of the way she handled her DA tenure. So that, unfortunately, could make her a target. Susan Rice is on the short list, Elizabeth Warren. But Joe Biden was, from what we understand, and people taking pictures of his talking points and, you know, little spies in the area, they thought it was going to be Kamala Harris this week. Something tells me there's something else up. So he's postponed his pick by 2 weeks. So what should a vice president do? Well, it's a little tricky. You know, Kamala Harris was being considered too ambitious. And so people are concerned that since Joe Biden was kind of a, again, he is getting the nomination, not so much because people love him. It's because between Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and all that, he was the best choice. So people need, for this vice presidential ticket, a candidate where people like, ooh, I want them. Now, since Joe Biden has promised that he's going to pick a woman, and many people believe with everything going on with Black Lives Matter, he's going to pick an African-American woman, then he is currently finding somebody who he thinks he is going to have the country rally around. You thought Karen Bass would be that, but then, again, people found the Scientology or they found the Fidel Castro or, you know, come in. And so he's got to be really, really careful. And I'm wondering if this vice presidential pick is harder than they thought it would be. Why? Because like with Trump's case, Mike Pence, great guy, family values, is able to compliment Trump that way. But people who voted for Trump didn't vote because they really loved Pence. They voted for Trump. With Joe Biden, you're having a lot of people look at the vice presidential pick going, you know what, Joe Biden's kind of older. You know, we've been seeing he's been having some gaffes. God forbid he doesn't last 8 years. You know, who can step in? So of all the races that I've been alive for, and I've starts now, be around for a lot. I remember the Dukakis race. So, you know, of all the races I've been around for, I think this vice presidential pick is probably one of the most crucial, most crucial to his campaign. And if he does it right, he does increase his success exponentially. But if he does it wrong, he seals the nail in his coffin. I know Joe Biden's ahead in a lot of the polls. I know people think that, you know, he has a fairly good shot at winning, but he picks somebody that at all gives these talking points. You know, right now with Biden, people can attack his platform and they can attack his gaffes, but he's been around in politics so much, there's nothing new. This is going to be fresh meat. And if there's anything that has to do with finances or non-disclosures agreements or whatever, it's going to be pounced on. So they've got to be very careful. 1-877-DOC-ELLA. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Actor Dwayne Johnson, known as The Rock, is among the investors who submitted a winning bid for the XFL, the Professional Football League, which was in the midst of its first season when the COVID pandemic cut it short. So Johnson, Danny Garcia, and Redbird Capital Partners combined to purchase the league for $15 million. The sale is subject to bankruptcy court approval. The acquisition of the XFL is an investment for me, he says, that's rooted deeply in two things, my passion for the game and my desire to always take care of the fans. With pride and gratitude for all that I've built with my two hands, I plan to apply these calluses to the XFL and look forward to creating something special for the players, fans, and everyone involved for the love of football. Now, prior to joining WWE, Johnson played college football at the University of Miami. He won a national championship in 1991. He later played professionally for the Calgary Stampeders of the Canadian Football League for a season. So XFL kicked off its inaugural season earlier this year with the goal of serving as a springtime development league for NFL hopefuls. The league consists of 8 teams, mainly composed of former college and NFL players. It had modest TV ratings, some early buzz. The league had to close operations in April because of COVID. The league is the second iteration of the XFL. In 2001, McMahon launched a football league by the same name that relied heavily on wrestling-style antics as an enticement for viewers, and the league folded after one season. So we'll see. I mean, if anybody's going to make it happen, I think it might be The Rock. He, did a damn good job with, reviving Jumanji. People like him. He's likable. You know, $15 million, kind of a steal for something like that. But then again, there's a bankruptcy proceeding, so we'll see what happens with that. We will keep you posted. All right. So a lot of back and forth with Deborah Burks. Right? Deborah Burks has been a very key, shall we say, figure, just like Dr. Fauci, when it comes to coronavirus. And apparently many people have publicly attacked her, including Nancy Pelosi. So Donald Trump then apparently... Excuse me. I'm sorry. Had the hiccup. Sorry. Donald Trump had tried to back her up originally and then criticized her after she warned the pandemic is extraordinarily widespread in the U.S., which is why if you're a doctor in the in politics, it doesn't really work for you. All right. I mean, it's unfortunately you are really, walking a wire. It's not very and probably even running into tripwires. So this tweet marked the first time that Burks, who is kind of coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, has kind of gotten some critique from Donald Trump. Apparently, there's been over 4 million cases, 150 U.S. citizens documented as died from coronavirus, even though that's still up for debate. And he wrote, crazy Nancy Pelosi said horrible things about Dr. Deborah Burks, going after her because she was too positive on the very good job we are doing in combating the China virus, he said, including vaccine and therapeutics. In order to counter Nancy, Deborah took the bait and hit us. Pathetic. So Burks sounded the alarms during an appearance on CNN, telling Dana Bash, that say the union, that the pandemic has reached a new phase. She said, what we are seeing today is different from March and April. It's an extraordinary widespread. It's into the rural and equal urban areas, suggesting that some Americans and multi-generational families should start wearing masks even inside their home. She did not reject the warning by former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb that there would be 300,000 coronavirus deaths by the end of the year, saying anything is possible. She responded to remarks made by Nancy Pelosi that she did not have confidence in the task force coordinator because the president continues to spread disinformation. That's what Pelosi said. She said, I think the president is spreading disinformation about the virus, and she is his appointee, so I don't have confidence there, no. So she defended herself. She said, I never have been called Pollyannish or non-scientific or non-data-driven, and I will stake my 40-year career on those fundamental principles of utilizing data to really implement better programs to save more lives. So, when we're looking at what is happening with coronavirus, okay, we see cases going up. We now have plenty of tests that we could run. And we are able to, when people are feeling their symptoms, now test them, as opposed to in January and February, people were calling in telemedicine saying, I have the flu, just give me Tamiflu. And then if they got over it, they're telling everybody, well, I had the flu. And yet nobody swabbed them at the time because they were calling into telemedicine companies. So, we having more tests have obviously increased the numbers of cases. So now we could kind of get a better handle that, yeah, we have a lot more coronavirus cases, which is also why we're seeing the mortality rates, technically the percentage go down, because as we, see more and more healthy people, have COVID, et cetera, and they don't die, that starts to dilute the number of deaths of those infected. There have been calls to stop testing asymptomatic individuals. I get that if we're running low on tests. I don't get it, and I won't support it if people are trying to do that to show how low the death rate is of COVID. I mean, the only way to tell how, deadly this virus is to test a huge amount of the population, whether they have symptoms or not. And if we have a bunch of people without symptoms who are feeling absolutely fine that have COVID too, then that totally drops the numbers. So let's say you have 100 people. You're testing 100 people. All right. 5 of them died. those 100 people, okay, that had it, and all those people had symptoms, then that means there could be a 5% mortality rate of symptomatic individuals. But if you test 1,000 people, 900 of which, you know, don't have symptoms, and they're positive, okay, now that 5% starts to be 0.5% in that number group. So you see how important it is to be able to test as many people as possible. Thing is if we're running out of tests and people who are sick need them, I don't think we're there yet. But people are demanding answers. They're like, look, you are making these decisions on our businesses that the virus is that deadly. So if you're going to be making those decisions, then you better give us an honest-to-God representation of how deadly this is. So people want answers, so they want, you know, more people being tested. Unfortunately, in medicine, we really can't be gumming up the tests. We really need these tests, and we need people able to test, you know, very quickly, and we need people who are sick to be able to get in line first, as opposed to those who were exposed at work, which is why you'll see a lot of states, many of them are saying, look, guys, you know, you don't have, and the CDC even said, look, you don't need to have another test to go back to work, all right, because it could still be positive anyway. So if you were positive once, just don't come back to work till you feel better and it's been 10 days. And so even the CDC had to relax on that because they need to make sure they have plenty of tests. But then they better be very, very careful about talking about how deadly this virus is. Because if you're going to claim that it's, you know, 5% or, you know, 0.5%, you know, you need to convince us that a lot of, you know, coronavirus is out there and it's among other people and it's, you know, not deadly to them. And then we could get a better idea of the numbers. The problem is, you know, for those of us who knew Herman Cain or for those of us who have family members that died, we don't care about the numbers. We're like, look, we know it kills. It killed somebody close to me. So if it killed somebody close to me, I don't give a damn what the percentage is. I'm not going to send my kids back to school. I'm not going to, speaking of which, it's very interesting, but with the schools, they're saying that coronavirus in terms of children that, I don't have that number. I need to find that. Apparently with coronavirus, we're seeing that children seem to carry the virus up to like 100 times more than adults. So that is a concern for teachers who are trying to teach and, you know, people getting back to school, that kids might not have the symptoms, but they carry it in their nose up to 100 times more than adults. I'm going to try to find that and then share that, guys, with you. So I said this last week, we are not much farther in on our knowledge of coronavirus than we were a few months ago when we kind of look at what we're doing with the masks and what we're doing with social distancing and what we're doing with the infectivity and what we're doing in terms of the antibodies and being able to have long-term antibodies and being able to, guess if you're going to get it only once or if you're going to get it multiple times or if the vaccine is only going to need to be one shot or if it's going to need to be multiple shots. We should have a vaccine. My guess is there will be a vaccine made. You know, by the fall, won't be available. You know, there's still going to be all this fighting on, you know, who gets the vaccine and, you know, and the doses. And I would suggest that after they make sure it's safe, they give it to the high-risk population first. I would gladly give up my shot just so, you know, we can make sure that, you know, the people who need it get the shot. But don't be messing with my business. Don't be preventing me from being able to work. So, you know, well, once we threw that factor in, people want answers, and I don't blame them. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As top Democratic leaders continue to negotiate with White House officials, White House trade advisor Peter Navarro tells Fox News Democrats are treating workers as hostages so they can negotiate a massive stimulus deal. Navarro saying the president wants to see action now on enhanced unemployment benefits.
What he'd love to see right now and immediately is some progress on enhanced employment benefits as well as eviction while the negotiations take place. Let's get that done. Like we could do that today.
Strong winds and heavy rainfall are expected along South and North Carolina and also along the Mid-Atlantic coast throughout the day as Tropical Storm Isaias continues to move north. The storm is off the coast of Georgia and expected to strengthen to a Category 1 hurricane. You're listening to USA Radio News. When students return to school for the start of the 2020-2021 academic year, their school and classes will look very different than they did in March when schools were suddenly ordered to close because of the coronavirus pandemic. Every state's education department is releasing a roadmap to safely reopen schools. This roadmap is only guidance and is not mandated or state required. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue says opening schools is a topic that he's been thinking about for quite a while.
This has been on my mind all along as we thought about shutting the economy down first, now reopen it.
Senator Perdue also hearing from family members on this issue as well.
My wife is very adamant. You've got to protect teachers. You've got to protect the children.
Tropical storm Isaias could strengthen back into a hurricane as it skirts the East Coast. A hurricane warning and storm surge warnings are out for portions of South Carolina and North Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this next topic is, this is going to be kind of a difficult one to discuss because we've been getting, you know, lots of, you know, emails and texts and notes saying, you know, how do you support Black Lives Matter without being, shall we say, you know, a target for doing it wrong? Well, a Cuban restaurant owner has gone public with something he's describing as quote-unquote mafia tactics after he received a letter with a list of diversity demands, and he was told if he didn't meet them, he would be shamed on social media, have a public boycott, or having his storefront blinked with, starting with the letter F. And we're being told that dozens of businesses in Louisville, Kentucky, have received letters from Black Lives Matter protesters on July 24th. Now, we need to, you know, you have protests for Black Lives Matters that are very, very peaceful, very productive. And then you have ones that turn into riots, turn into, or unfortunately, these antics. And I wonder if the Black Lives Matter movement might need to change their name, if they want to separate those two factions, because it's starting to, unfortunately, give them bad raps when this sort of negative news comes out. And like I've said, there's an evolution of these protests. They start out with leaders in the community, and they start out very peaceful, and then it turns. And does it turn because of basic, Black Lives Matter members, or does it turn because of Antifa, or does it turn because there's people even on the other side trying to cause mayhem? We don't know. But this is pretty scary for lots of business owners in the area. So he's a Cuban restaurant owner. And he has now criticized Black Lives Matter activists because he and other businesses have been given a list of demands. This letter went out to business owners in the East Market District of Louisville, also known as NULU. And this was during a protest on July 24th. This forced some of the businesses in the areas to close. So in the list of demands, it demands that businesses employ at least 23% black staff, buy at least 23% of their inventory from black retailers, or make a recurring donation of 1.5% of their net sales to a local black charity, and that they should display a sign showing the support for their movement. Then it listed a series of repercussions if the businesses did not comply. It included boycotts, social media shaming, and quote, invasive reclamation, whereby black-owned businesses with competing goods and services would set up booths and tables outside storefronts. They say that the neighborhood has been able to flourish after the demolition of a housing project in the 2000s that robbed the black community of opportunities and wiped out their homes. Now, Fernando Martinez owns La Bodeguita de Mima. And he's Cuban, and he claims that one of the activists warned him that you better put the letter on the door so your business is not blinked with. And that starts with the letter F. So it's a bad word. That rhymes with truck. So these are threats now. Now, again, whether the people doing it are true, original Black Lives Matter, you know, members with that organization, or if they are rogue, yet to, you know, be seen. But I think Black Lives Matter organizers need to condemn this sort of, behavior if this is really happening, because it just totally defeats the purpose of what they're trying to do. So for the next 2 days after the protest, he kept his restaurant closed because staff feared for their safety. It meant that more than 30 staff members were not able to earn a paycheck. He took to Facebook to accuse BLM of mafia tactics and said that while he respects the movement and he wants to support it, it's unfair for his business and safety to be threatened. There comes a time in life that you have to make a stand, and you have to really prove your convictions and what you believe in. All good people need to denounce this. How can you justify injustice with more injustice? So he spoke at a rally with other members of the Cuban community to express his support for BLM, but also share their position that they shouldn't be strong-armed into anything. So when you look at this letter, dear NULU business owners, they say the residents of Louisville, Kentucky are standing strong, educated, and together to express the destruction your business has caused to low-income communities, specifically those with majority black residents. We therefore demand representation and reparations in the NULU business district of Louisville for the gentrification that has taken place. So if somebody opened up their business 15 years after what happened, they are, you know, a part of the gentrification that they're being accused of. And so it's a term that sugarcoats one more aspect of an oppressive system, they say, targeted at black folks for 400 years. We are here today to demand representation over tokenism. And so there's a bunch of demands, like we talked about, do a monthly donation, or 23% inventory from black retailers. There has to be at least 23% black staff, including management. The display, you have to customize or own one the display of BLM within the business to show support of the reparations movement. Nonprofits in the Nulu district will submit to a voluntary external audit of their board of trustees and take necessary steps. I mean, when you look at this, you're thinking, okay, wait a second, where's the government in all this? Where is, you know, and then when you look at the repercussions of noncompliance, they say failure to accept and adhere to this contract will result in the following measures: reduction in racial index score bias report to the Better Business Bureau, social media blast, notification via all social media platforms of noncompliance, boycott coordinated through social media, mail announcements of your Nulu establishment and other business ventures owned by you, protest, visible media cover, demonstrations, sit-in outside your establishment, invasive reclamation, placement of booths, tables outside your establishment where competing black proprietors will offer items comparable to those offered by you. So if you are a store owner that's already hit with COVID, that's already, you know, having issues trying to staff your employees, and now you're being asked to, you know, fire some of your employees to hire, you know, more diverse if it doesn't fall under the 23%. If, it, you know, it's, I, this is things we heard about, but now we actually see, you know, unfortunately, you know, these letters. And like I said, there's so many people from the Black Lives Matter movement that don't want to be associated with these tactics. So I think what needs to happen, because there's starting to be this, you know, Black Lives Matter is not supposed to represent the whole black community. I mean, if, and that's what many people are saying, look, you know, we don't condone riots. We don't condone, you know, businesses being destroyed. We don't condone these tactics. Then somebody needs to step up. Somebody needs to, figure out how to, minimize the negativity. I mean, this, you know, a boycott, you know, these are things that happened, you know, during, the civil rights movement. And it was very, very effective. And, you know, it was spearheaded by Martin Luther King. It was peaceful. You know, he didn't want riots. He didn't want, you know, he wanted peaceful protests. And, you know, a boycott, you know, sent a message. But to actually, you know, force, when somebody said, look, we're going to blank with your store, and that was a verbal threat and not in writing, these are threats. All right. A boycott is a threat. But it was still much more peaceful than this. And again, if these are businesses that had nothing to do with any sort of government or, decision, people living in Washington State. They live in Washington State. They had nothing to do with George Washington and any slaves he owned. So why does Washington State have to change your name? You know, and so there needs to be a lot more clarity, and this stuff can't be happening. 1-877-DOC-LA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Joseph's Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Man, it's been a busy, busy day. The Dr. Dahlia Show is going to start separately from our show, the Midday Music Minute, where apparently people confuse me with Delilah and they keep asking for music. And so I'm tired of saying we can't play a song. So we will, for a minute, do a midday music minute, different genres. And we'll see how that goes, because people are still expecting music. And, what am I supposed to do? You got to give the people what they want. They want music. I'm going to give them music. Okay. If you get COVID, now we're hearing that some people are basically getting high blood pressure. All right? So, okay. I mean, what is going on here? So not only are you getting COVID, and, you know, all the problems that ensue with that, but if you've been lucky enough to not have high blood pressure, you know, or a lot of other medical issues, all of a sudden you get a rip-roaring case of COVID, can you walk out of it now being a high blood pressure patient? The short answer? Yeah. Reason being is we're finding damage to those who have severe COVID to the heart. We're seeing damage to the kidneys. And we're now being told that some people's blood pressures actually spike. Now, for those of you a little confused with some of the morbidities that have been happening with some of these people with COVID, many times their blood pressure drops if they go into like a septic shock. And so we have to give them pressors and we have to give them things to kind of get their blood pressure up and be able to perfuse the organs. Many times these cytokine storms or the manifestations of COVID will affect the other symptoms in the body, which is why with kids, we also have to watch for multi-system involvement of COVID. And unfortunately, if we start to have an infection that spreads through the blood, it triggers a system where you go into a shock, you could get a hypoperfusion. So blood pressure dropping when you're sick with COVID is not a good sign. But we are seeing some people whose blood pressure is now up. Where all of a sudden now they have high blood pressure. Now, many of you are probably thinking, well, okay, duh. I mean, you know, if you have, apologize, my nose is running. Not the easiest thing to use paper towel on your nose. And oh, well, it's all right. So people would think, well, if you're going to be in a hospital and you now have to deal with work ramifications and, you know, people thinking you're taboo and then, you know, not being able to hug your kids and all that, that would raise anybody's blood pressure. But we think there might be some end organ damage with kidneys or with heart as a result. So the more we're starting to learn about COVID, and we still have a long way to go, the more we're kind of realizing we don't want to really get this, okay? I know in the beginning we were like, you know what, just give us a dose like chickenpox so we could get it done with and have it and be good. I don't think that's going to be our thinking. Now that we know that a lot of these, you know, viruses might be implicated in cancer, you know, like, you know, you'll see pancreatic cancer that seems to have a higher prevalence than those with diabetes. Well, is it because those with diabetes got a virus and that's why they got diabetes? And that same virus is causing pancreatic cancer? We don't know. We see HPV now implicated in prostate cancer, in addition to cervical cancer and vulvar cancer and anal cancer and rectal cancer. So viruses cause cancer. Hepatitis can cause liver cancer. So I'm not saying COVID does that, but it hasn't been out long enough for us to know. So now we're starting to see people with high blood pressure. We're starting to see people with kidney disease. We're seeing people with heart disease. So what we need to realize is this isn't something you really want to get. Now, some of us who do get exposed, the silver lining is, okay, well, maybe now you have antibodies. So maybe now you will have some sort of protection. And, you know, hopefully you don't seem to get it again or you won't get it as severe. And, you know, it might be a lesser of two evils sort of thing. You know, maybe having some sort of immunity will prevent you from getting the real nasty COVID that puts you on a ventilator. So, you know, for some people, the antibodies might be a good thing. But if you're a virgin and you have not a COVID virgin and you have not been exposed, I wouldn't on purpose try to get it. You know, I was just in California and the young man, they were, I mean, they couldn't stop kissing each other and hugging each other and being all over, you know, the Zers, a lot of them were Generation Zers. The Zers have a different attitude. They're like, look, we got through, you know, Y2K, September 11th, the Great Recession. I think we're going to get through this. And, you know, the Zers, you know, because they've been vaccinated and they've been ingrained that they need the vaccine, and they need to have their body making antibodies. We've trained the Zers to want antibodies. So they're asking to get the virus. My kids did the same thing. They go, Mom, just let us get it. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to on purpose have you get this. Okay, we got grandma around, you know, we got, you know, grandpa, and we, you know, there's, I don't know if it's that smart to do. Now, we have a study saying that these kids, little kids, can carry the virus in their nose 10 to 100 times more than adults. This comes from Lurie Children's in Chicago. And we knew that little kids were little Trojan horses with these. You know, kids are petri dishes, and they come home, they kiss you, and they slobber you, and they might be fine because they still have mommy's antibodies from breast milk, or they just, you know, have certain protective mechanisms because they're young. But knowing that they could harbor this many, you know, viral particles or loads, et cetera, is concerning, especially to a bunch of teachers that want to go back and teach because they're among the kids, or parents who need to go back to work, or people who have grandma and grandpa. A lot of people have grandma and grandpa in the house. Either they had to move into grandma and grandpa's house, or grandma and grandpa moved in with them. I mean, we just had the Great Recession. Now we're going into another recession. You bet your butt there's older people living in that family. And so now we're talking about our kids going back to school. And trust me, I want to support the American Academy of Pediatrics and agree with them saying kids need to be around other kids. Kids need school. But I just don't know about the practicality. Case in point, in Georgia, they say at least 260 educators have tested positive or have been exposed to COVID. They might not be able to work in this next school season. Well, as school districts are starting to test all the teachers before they return back to work, you all might need to hold on to your pants, because if the school districts are not going to let a teacher come back if they test positive, and some people are testing positive for weeks later, then I think we are going to have a huge scarcity of teachers able to come back. Even if the teachers want to come back, if there's teachers going, look, I had it, I'm good, let me come back. If they test positive, that school district might not even let them come back. So my concerns are the logistics of this. I want the kids to play. I want the kids to learn by people who are actually trained to teach the kids. Because mom and dad say, look it up on YouTube, which is what I did. Mom, I can't find the area under the curve. Well, look it up on YouTube. I mean, I did the same thing because I forgot how to do integrals, okay? I forgot how to find the area under the curve. I'm sure I could relearn it, but I don't have time to relearn it. I'm doing telemedicine. I'm doing media. I'm writing books. I don't have time to relearn calculus. I'm sorry. Find your own area under the curve and leave me the hell alone. I want the kids to go back to school. Unfortunately, logistically, I just don't see how it's going to work. And when you have teachers who most likely also have an elderly parent, or they have, you know, a spouse that might be immunocompromised or who has to go to work and can't be exposed, either we have to, by this fall, say, you know what, we don't care. The virus is there. We're going to get exposed. We just move on with our lives. Unless we're there, I don't see realistically how schools are going to stay open long term. In my neck of the woods, they've already just decided we're just going to do online. And it's a shame because I don't think kids are learning and kids aren't developing and they really need to be around other kids. You know, I mean, my kid missed prom. You know, I wanted him to enjoy prom, you know. But now that we're learning that there are a lot of lingering side effects to some people, you know, we can't blow this off as just a mild illness, even though the majority of the cases are mild. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.